Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
What is on Mike's paranormal mind? What is on Mike's paranormal mind? It's really neat, so eat your burrito and find out just what's on his
paranormal mind.
Thank you, Jer, for the very cheap production elements.
My pleasure.
It is time for What's on Mike's Paranormal Mind. Mike Reiner, of course, is riding along with me. And by the way, it's so good to have you, Mike, and you, Danny, and you, Jer, because when you're a wanted man, like I am, by the U.S. government, and you're doing Renegade Radio, it's good to have comforting, nurturing personalities and friends around you.
You've got to have people around you who have your back.
Yes.
And I want you to know, you've got somebody like that in me for sure.
I know that.
I'm not one of these others, but I'm the only one who will come outside at the compound when Coast to Coast is going on and watch and listen. And take it all very seriously, because I believe every word you're saying.
I know you do, and I've always noticed that, and I appreciate it. While the others are off drinking their beer, you're into
or
what...
their scotch.
And their
or
scotch.
Or watching their basketball, or whatever the case may be.
Or their pornography.
Yes.
You are into what we are talking about. And
because
I thank you.
Because this is important. This matters.
Yes.
This is going to affect us all. Maybe not now. But somewhere down the road, someday you will understand what we're doing here.
I couldn't have put it better myself.
And let's see, do we have any sponsors to attend to here or anything like that?
Let's go ahead and say Sante Center for Healing here, Mike.
All right, we will say that. I want you to know that I've been giving this a lot of thought as the day is approached to do this. And I've been thinking a lot about how people should consume Coast to Coast.
Fascinating.
About where they should be, what they should be doing, because I think Coast to Coast is something truly extraordinary, and I just don't think people really get what you're doing here.
There's a deeper meaning.
There is a deeper meaning. This is not some garden variety radio show like the Megyn Kelly show or the Hal J show or something like that. Not that there's anything wrong with what those people do, because there certainly is not. But this transcends the description of just normal radio program.
Yeah, the government isn't after Hal J.
No, they're not. It's not. I mean, Hal J is a great guy. I like him quite a bit. I think he's great at what he does. But he's just not working at this level. I mean, nobody is, Junes. Nobody is.
Thank you, Mike.
Just the other day, I was in Target, and I was walking down an aisle about to cross over into the other, and I look up, and down on the other end, there was a man who was doing the same thing, and I looked at this man thinking, I know I've seen that face before. It was a black fellow. He was tall, rather wiry. His hair was in braids, and as I approached him, I realized that I was looking at Latrell Sprewell, of all people.
Wow.
Now, I know a lot of people may have a very negative image of Latrell Sprewell, but just ask yourself this. You know, what would you do if a bearded cretin like P.J. Carlissimo told you to put some mustard on that pass? How would you react? You might react rather violently yourself, just like he did.
Yeah, put now, yourself in his basketball shoes.
Yeah. Now, I don't condone what he did or anything like that, but I was kind of awed in being in the presence of Latrell Sprewell, and as I walked toward him trying to keep cool and look at the shelves and trying to figure out if I needed to go down this aisle anyway, he looked at me, I looked at him, we eyed each other rather warily until we approached, and as we approached, our eyes met. We exchanged the knowing nod, went about our way, and I knew that I'd run into another Coast to Coast fan.
Do you think you were time traveling?
I might have been. I don't think I was, because I remember this all very clearly. It's not fuzzy in the least, but I might have been. And that got me thinking about Coast to Coast and what it really is and how people should consume it. And I would like to extend a few tips out there for those consumers of Coast to Coast what you should be doing and how you should be doing it when you consume this radio program. First of all,
great, because you know a lot of people are hearing it for the first time.
I know, and they're probably in their cars or in their offices. And if you're in your car in your office, that is entirely the wrong way to be consuming this program. It requires a certain setting. Now, the setting that I think is proper is one, first of all, total darkness. Total darkness. If you're in a room with windows, board them up. Don't just close them. Don't just draw the blinds. Board them up. There can be no light in the room. If you're in a room where there's a lot of electronic equipment and stuff like that, put t-shirts, towels over those pilot lights. If there's a smoke alarm in the room, disable it. You must be in total, complete, 100% darkness.
It's a lot of work, but worth it.
It's got to be this way. I'm convinced of this. Also, the room must be cool. It must be cold. It should be windy. This is going to require a fan, a hard-blowing fan of some kind. So you need to get one of those and activate it. Have it blowing right on you. Wherever you're stationed inside this room, have the fan blowing right on you. You must have tubes, if not quart jars of urine.
Absolutely.
At the ready.
Absolutely.
And I know this doesn't apply to some, because attractive women are incapable of providing this, but if you can come up with fecal matter, that helps as well.
It's an odd tip, but he's right.
Yeah. Now, women, as I say, especially attractive women are not capable of that particular bodily function.
No.
So I guess they're allowed to skate on this. And finally, and this is most important, no pants. Regardless of whether you are man, woman, or child, when you are consuming Coast to Coast, there cannot be any pants worn.
It's the only way.
Yes. You have to take your pants off.
And we should tell everybody that the four of us have our pants off right now.
Right. Of course. Now, this is not normally the way I like to consume Coast to Coast. I realize that if you're a part of it, you can't always adhere to this. I have none of my urine in here. And I have no fecal matter as well as I normally would if I were doing this at home.
I've got extra if you need any.
You have it in there?
Yeah.
Okay, but aren't you supposed to just manage your own? I mean, can I use... is that within the protocol of Coast to Coast?
Yeah, you can share with people that you know in case of emergency. So I'm willing to share.
All right. All right, that probably would help then. But I think if you're consuming Coast to Coast, you do it this way, adhere to these four simple edicts, you will derive much, much more from the program. Number one, you will enjoy it a lot more. Number two, your appreciation of it and your understanding of it will multiply numerous times over. So follow those simple tips, everybody, and enjoy the greatness that is Junior Coast to Coast.
Those are solid tips, Mike. I thank you, and I know the P1s thank you. That is what is on Mike's paranormal mind for yet another day.